The difference between a sect and a lineage lies in the fact that a lineage means from Prophet Adam until now, one complete human exists. Therefore, in every era, a guardian is present. However, a sect refers to a group that picked one of these figures up and thinks they are the truth. So in our world, we have one lineage and thousands upon thousands of sects, like the sect of Islam, the sect of Christianity, and the sect of Judaism. Today, another secret of Rumi will be revealed to you, so you may know that the beautiful one gave such a program to a clown, as the Islamic Republic calls him, so you realize that they can turn any dry stick into the world's greatest politician or the world's greatest mystical worldview and deliver it to the global community. Welcome to 105, my friend. Welcome to the 105th Restart Program. You are very welcome to the 105th Program of Restart, the most dangerous program, the miracle of the centuries. A miracle of 7 centuries, essentially. A miracle for Iranians and those who know Farsi in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Iraq, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and anywhere they understand Farsi. This in itself is a huge miracle that the Islamic Republic could never believe. Not just the Islamic Republic, many others couldn't believe it. And we always told you that if the beautiful one decides, he takes over in such a way that with 2 wires, he shakes Iran, and millions upon millions of Iranians sit at a radio, and from a dry stick, he produces a dragon-like staff that becomes the miracle of centuries. Unfortunately, we have to mention a few tiny points beneath the dignity of this program, because the number of listeners to this program is millions more than Goodnight Iran program. And for that reason, let me give a tiny 2 or 3 minute explanation. 17 years ago, we knew that 90% of the principalists were agents of Russia and had no belief in any religion. It is very interesting that only recently the MI6 organizations, as friends say, they knew, or the KGB, who knew, or the CIA, who just found out, meaning they were 17 years behind this issue that we knew. 5 years ago, on the Goodnight Iran program, we explained clearly that trafficking is happening. They are deceiving girls, taking them out of the country, selling them, and then many officials and artists and such are involved with these very acts they've done. Meaning, they take girls into prison under the pretext of bad hijab, improper veiling. There, if she is game, they take her and give her money. If she isn't game, her parents never see this girl again. She just tells them, "Mom, Dad, I am going to Dubai," or "I am going to such and such country," or "I am going to such and such place." And they take them and enter them into group sex, and unfortunately, any of them who object, they kill, chop into pieces in a suitcase. They print the news in the morning to show the rest of these 26,000 to 27,000 other girls who were in the subset of the IRGC intelligence and some forces of the Ministry of Intelligence during certain periods, telling them, "Look at these 25,000, see? This is your fate." And I explained once, some years ago, that sometimes they even hire handsome boys so they can snare beautiful girls on the streets. They give them cars and facilities to drag these girls into this affair. A girl who gets into the car for the sake of a car or a handsome boy goes to this boy's house. A sex tape is filmed of her. And to prevent the film from leaking, they scare her about her parents, her family, her reputation. And she submits to prostitution in other countries and many other ways. Unfortunately, everything we said happened and no one listened. All of it in this very Restart program and likewise in the Goodnight Iran programs. And after 5 years of delay, the US Ministry of Security said only Hosseini is telling the truth. It's really bad, honestly. Now let's listen to the rest of it. At least we might see some salvation in it. And if Iranians, the few others who remain, do not listen to the words of the Restart followers, I swear an oath that a calamity will befall you so that you become disciplined, educated by force, so future generations understand that not listening was the most dangerous event in your life. And if you remain silent now when a command is announced in Restart, a silence where you see the blind man and the well, and you sit silently, you will fall into the well where the blind man has fallen. And this time, very beautiful dragons will be waiting for you in that well. You will lose both this world and the next world anyway. Today, we are going to remind you that from whatever we pass, the story of the friend is sweeter and go towards the world view of Rumi. One thing that is very interesting is, look how we suffer. 17 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever we said, all the opposition abroad said, Iran is British, Iran is this and that. We said, Russia, nobody listened. Now, slowly, they are mimicking the Goodnight Iran program and saying, yeah, the regime is Russia. He is from that place. He is like this. Woe betide. I mean, I am just an ordinary guy. I'm not a Sufi at all. Woe betide the Sufis who explained this 700 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, repeatedly, and governments and religions joined hands and killed them or forced them into silence, and important scientific words didn't reach the people. The number of these Sufis is so large, we don't have the patience to repeat another one in Restart. And these sects, meaning the sect of Islam that took Muhammad bin Abdullah from this lineage and turned him into Islam, meaning the misguided sect, as friends say, of Islam, the misguided sect of Judaism, and the misguided sect of Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, thousands upon thousands of other sects came into existence in the world by stealing one bead, and some by stealing several beads from these, as Iranians say, 124,000 continuous prophets, and they created a sect and named it a religion. And this religion, unfortunately, is still going. So lineage means from Prophet Adam until now, which we are broadcasting Restart in many places, it calls the guardian a messenger, calls him prophet and successor, and calls him the pole and master and guide, referring to Mr. Rumi, who were continuous, meaning from Adam to the complete human of right now. They name this a lineage, meaning one after another and continuous. And there is a very interesting verse in the Quran, stolen by the Muslims. They stole it from the people of Sufism and released it for themselves. And it is this, it says, in every era, a complete human surely exists. There are a few verses in their Quran, just as there are in the Torah and the Bible, but no one listens. And unfortunately, this continues just the same. You just need to know this difference between sect and lineage. So lineage means restart. Therefore, in the world, the only branch that exists and is straight and is the straight path and is correct and is connected to who is connected to the complete human and connected to God, as you say, is only restart. They name this lineage, meaning restart explains that right now a complete human exists and prophets surround him named Sufis. Now, several of them were exposed, like Rumi and Shams and Sa'adi and Hafez and Plato and Socrates and such, Galen and such. And many of them were not exposed, who are being illuminated again in restart, like His Excellency Aziz Odin Nasafi, the greatest historical scientist, or Mr. Anwari, the greatest mathematician and astronomer of the world, of whom, unfortunately, there is no name. I kept releasing his book of poetry. Even in his divan, there are thousands upon thousands of important words where he explains in his poems and ghazals that therefore in every era a guardian is present. And the people of Anwari's era do things that make Anwari leave the city and go. And after several hundred years, I think it was the 4th or 5th century, this great Sufi Anwari, after 700 to 800 years, let me tell you, NASA says only Anwari is right. 700 years, 800 years, they kept the nations of the world in stupidity and ignorance. And unfortunately, 800 years after something that Iranians screamed in global science, NASA says Anwari is right. Forgive us, this is very ridiculous. Or even regarding gravitational acceleration, Anwari was among the first who said gravitational acceleration exists, but in a new way, even now, meaning he doesn't say this is gravitational acceleration. He sort of says repulsive acceleration is from somewhere else. Later, until a few years ago, they said gravitational acceleration exists. Now they realize there is no gravitational acceleration. Its name is another acceleration, which they call repulsion, among other things. So how can we progress? Except for the constitutional movement of Sufism, which we will launch soon, and write Sufi laws. America and Japan only took a few of their constitutional laws from these people of Sufism. Look where they reached. So, the path of your scientific progress, your success, is for your constitution to be written based on Rumi and Saadi and Cyrus the Great and such. Your path to salvation, your path to becoming literate, your path to becoming rich, your path to becoming happy, are these very laws of Sufism that America took a series of, meaning they were given to them. Don't think they took it, meaning several of those who were in America somehow knew this subject and used it. It is very good too. We congratulated them and said it again. And the Japanese also took some to an extent, 1, 2, 3, 5 of them. For example, England took some, 7, 8, 10, more, 12, 13 of them, for example, France had. Germany had 17, 18. That was thanks to Goethe, the mystical and Sufi philosophers who came to Germany and were able to find salvation, implying Nietzsche was among them too. So we want to create a technological leap. We want to make you understand that we said this 800 years ago. The Sufis say this, not me. Restart followers, meaning Sufis, says we said this 800 years ago while you were looking for whose donkey to ride. How should a woman walk? And we were following a series of superstitions and ridiculous games from the sects, meaning the sect of Zoroastrians, these very Zoroastrian priests, created the Zoroastrian sect during the Sasanian era and such, and they screwed over the Iranian nation. Afterwards, the sect of Islam came into existence, and the sect of Christianity and Judaism, and recently Baha'ism, and just like that, popping up incessantly, these sects came into being and prevented your country from progressing. And the only path to Iran's salvation is the laws of the empire of Sufism. I have chosen another poem from Rumi for you today, which contains a very big secret and explains how this sect and lineage differ. And it also explains the method for you. Fortunately, and thanks God, this poem has always been deleted, meaning it was never in Rumi's divan and Sufis in different places, in different countries, with different types, tried hard so these poems wouldn't be censored. Through their expression, it came heart to heart, chest to chest, and even now, whether you want it or not, if you search on the internet, it can be found, but it cannot be found in Rumi's divan. Rumi reveals a bigger secret, meaning he completely shuts the door and draws a line. He says, whoever is on that side of the door is a polytheist and an infidel. Whoever is on this side of the door is a believer and turns out to be a nice restart follower, nicely. And also remember that throughout Sufism and mysticism, if an infidel turns back and becomes a restart follower, he reaches very high ranks, meaning the people of Sufism never had conflict with infidels. Why? The infidel says no God exists, but at least he is intelligent enough to go check the termite. He is precisely intelligent enough that since he says no God exists, he pursues seeing what science has become in nature. For this very reason, actually, the people of Sufism and mysticism never had conflict with infidels. But the filthiest men in human history were always the polytheists. A polytheist means someone who takes a bead from the lineage and creates a sect. All religions have explained the polytheists, meaning polytheism, meaning a Muslim who prays the night prayer, a Muslim who goes to the mosque, reads the Quran, screams and reads prayers, brings polytheism against the lineage of Sufism and mysticism, and says, I am a Muslim. We say, how did you become a Muslim? He says, through Muhammad. We say, okay, did you see Muhammad? Sir, he says, no, I didn't see him, but he must have been something, right? Then we say to him, on what book do you swear? He says, on the book of Quran. You say, did Muhammad write the book? He says, no, he didn't write it, but someone had a dream he wrote it, therefore polytheist. They say to that Christian who started the Crusades, to the Christian who raped people's wives and children throughout history, to the Christian who stood against Peter, stood against John, now true. They mimic being like John, but back then it wasn't like this. Back then 16 Peters were wandering door to door in these cities, meaning the government joined hands with the sect of Christianity. The sect of Christianity became a polytheist. Meaning it said, Jesus existed, here is the gospel. We said, oh, who wrote your gospel, Jesus? And he said, no, they wrote it 250 years later, but someone named Qasim, Hassan, Javad, Bernardo, Brolondo had a dream. We said, who is this Bernardo? He said, we don't know, but he exists. It's surely a dream. Yet Jesus came into his dream and said, write the gospel in 50 modes. Then we go to the Jews. We see they are all polytheists. But the reason Christianity, Judaism, and Islam have managed to survive until now is for this great and hidden reason. In Islam, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 10 Sunni and Shia Mullah clerics are connected to the complete human. And in Christianity, 2, 3, 5, 10, 15 priests and cardinals, or perhaps a pope in some era, were connected to the complete human. And in Judaism, 2, 3, 5, 10 rabbis currently exist who are connected to the complete human, and for this reason these have still survived. If these five priests pass away, Christianity will blow up entirely. If the mullahs connected to the complete human vanish, Islam will blow up entirely. Okay, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, we repeat so we can read this poem. Mr. Hosseini, is it possible there is a book that has told these secrets and explained Islam? Yes. Where is it? Page 54, line 19 to 26. Where is it, Mr. Hosseini? You have to search and find it in the books. You'll see. Mr. Hosseini, are you mocking us? It's millions of books, Haji. If we want to read them all, we have to live 5,000 years minimum. Oh, so the way to find the complete human religion, who, God, prophet, is not books. Even if it is in there, you assume the impossible or assume accurately, we'll even say it's a hypothesis that has been proven correct. It is in a book. Go search and find it. Can you? No, it's not possible. I cannot finish the books by the end of my life. So the way of religion is not the way of books, good boy. Look, I am speaking so mathematically and Socratically and with such logic that you cannot refute it at all. Even if one book among these few million books told the truth, neither do you know its name nor can you find it. So how can you reach God through books? On the condition that you read them all, can you? No, Hosseini, you can't. Right now in Christianity, a few priests, a few of them exist, who baptize just like Prophet John. It is correct too. Now, among these 1 million priests, you have to hold a meeting with everyone. Now, 1,404,000,000 hours, you must spend time to see which one tells the truth. Can you? No, Mr. Hosseini, I can't. So, finding religion and the complete human and such, the way of God and prophet, cannot be the church at all. Why? Because when you die, and who ask you, why didn't you find it? Do you say, mock yourself, not me? He asked me. Why? You say, because you gave me 70 years of life, then you gave me 1 million priests. How was I to know which one tells the truth? You should have given me 7,000 years of life. I would have held meetings with all of them and found you. And here, who raises his hand and who lowers his head, ashamed, and says, you are right, because it is logical. If God isn't logical, he is invalid. We repeated this from the previous program, that we want to reveal this secret, and if God is illogical, he is invalid, and if he is logical, then surely what I am saying is correct. He says, "Sir, there were 5 million books I had to read. It was written in one of them. How was I supposed to read them?" So where is the path of religion? The path of religion is the path that only restart shows. Even if you fall into the well of your own house, whether you are in it for 20 years or 10 days, here, they buy the brokenhearted and the weary bodied. Wherever your sob bursts, the beautiful one comes. He comes from the wall. I think my mom is a Sufi. I think my grandpa is a Sufi, Mr. Hosseini. Don't mock. If he comes from the wall, he comes. If he doesn't come in, you go out. He must come into your dream. And even when he came into that dream and you saw, you must verify slowly and continue just like that, so he opens it up for you more. And perhaps you reach a place where you see 80,000, 70,000, 60,000, 30,000 worlds, just like Rumi. So there is no joke in religion at all, except that God has placed a code, a pit, a hole in your body and thought and soul, that without searching and going and chasing, you can reach, oh, even sitting at home. Meaning he placed his secret inside you. Then he can ask you, "Look, good boy, did you see this woman's leg? Was she naked?" You say, "Oh, no." He says, "I gave eyes, I gave retinas, I gave irises, I gave you light, I gave sun. It hit that and reflected back. It is scientific." Then he can hold you accountable for seeing the face of an oppressor in the country. Then you stayed silent. They imprisoned someone and you stayed silent. There God can hold you accountable. Why? Because he asks. You say, "I gave you a tongue to stand against oppression, to speak your word. Give me your tongue." And you go and say, "That's right, this had a tongue. It's scientific." So when you die, he asks, "Did you find the complete human?" You say, "No." He must show you where he looked. He was somewhere inside you. And instead of spending time to find this and listening to restarts from the beginning, you were looking for a bigger hole inside the Jamkaran mosque, hoping an imam of the time would come out of that hole and say, "Pipe dream." Very simple and distinct. But Rumi explains fully in this poem that this lineage is a lineage. Rumi says, "My religion is lineage. The religion of the people of the world is sect. The religion of the people of the world is their parents' religion. The religion of the people of the world is hearsay. My religion is distinct. My religion, I know the back-to-back-to-back ancestors. My religion, they are Sufis all around. They are mystics. My religion answers right now if I ask. My religion is found whenever I want. My religion is an entity that connects me to who. The religion of others, they don't see. They don't understand. In the religion of others, they don't know where the mole on the face or neck of Jesus was. But I know right now where my prophet's mole is. In my religion, I can understand everything. In the other religion, I have to go read inside books, or read through priests, or read through rabbis," in a few simple verses. And mullahs throughout history tried, both Shia and Sunni joined hands with very funny governments and deleted it. Anyway, we read, "At every instant the artful idol appeared in a new form, stole the heart, and vanished." The poem is from Rumi. He says, "At every time, every moment, at every instant, the artful idol appeared in a form." The artful idol means Allah. Allah means it has alif and lam, an idol that is distinct, meaning the complete human. He says that every instant the trickster idol appeared in a form. In every era, he came out in a way, stole their heart, and vanished. He stole people's hearts, the hearts of, "Here they buy the broken-hearted and weary-bodied." He took the restart followers towards himself. Noah's Ark exists in every era. That is a story. And he boarded them and took them, stole the heart and vanished. Every moment that beloved appeared in different garb, sometimes becoming old, sometimes young. He says the atomic number exists in the periodic table of religions, which was explained in the restart program Ilya, meaning that spirit came and went every time in the world, meaning the complete humans, that spirit is inside them. Every moment, that beloved appeared in different garb, sometimes becoming old, sometimes young. Becoming old and young means sometimes he became Shoaib, sometimes he became the handsome 30-year-old Jesus. Once this spirit of Ilya, the spirit of the complete human, came in a physique, in a body apparently like the young Jesus or young John. He came in the body of Zechariah too. He came in the body of Ilya, son of Imran, or Ali ibn Abi Talib too. He came in bodies just like this. But this spirit is that same atomic number, meaning based on atomic number, this dear periodic table of religions was written. Now we have to see which house Jesus is located in. Is it hydrogen, helium, neon, krypton, xenon, radon, fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine, astatine? Is it barium? Is he in the transition elements? Iron, copper, gold, what is it? Where is he here? And the empty houses come afterwards, meaning the place of the next complete human is in this empty house. At every instant, the trickster idol appeared in a new form, stole the heart and vanished. Every moment, that beloved appeared in different garb, sometimes becoming old, sometimes young. Sometimes he became Noah and drowned a world with a prayer. He himself went into the ark. Sometimes he became Abraham and appeared in the heart of the fire. From that, the fire became roses. He says this spirit once came, went into the ship he built, and saved the restart followers, and the world was drowned by a prayer. This spirit another time came resembling Khalil, meaning Zoroaster. Abraham the Khalil, meaning Zoroaster, came. And the fire became a rose garden. He became Joseph and sent a shirt from Egypt, the illuminator of the world. From the eyes of Jacob, he appeared as lights until sight was restored. This Ilya, this great spirit, this thing that caused this lineage to come into existence, and now the only lineage of the world is this very restart, which has been explained in it. This lineage, this spirit, once became Joseph, once became Jacob. Truly it was he who was within the white hand, was shepherding. Remember Moses? That was him and the white hand and the shepherding that Moses did. Truly it was he who was within the white hand, was shepherding. He went into the woods and appeared with the quality of a snake. From that he became the pride of king. He went into the woods and appeared with the quality of a snake. Pay attention. Respected listener, listen. Pay attention. Innani ana Allah, verily I am Allah, and inni ana Allah, and indeed I am Allah, are two different things. Ask the mullahs, they say it is correct. The fire in your own Quran says, it says to Moses, I am your God. Moses didn't know where the sound was coming from. This fire, whose fire was it? It is that same Ilya, it is the spirit who sent Jesus to John. The spirit sent him, who sent Gabriel to Muhammad bin Abdullah in the cave of Hira. Rumi says the spirit sent him. Pretty one, daddy. Who committed murder? Moses. Who fled from Pharaoh? Moses. Why did he commit murder? To flee. Why flee? To see those two girls. Why see those two girls? To understand that a pretty one exists named Shoaib, and that is the complete human. And he goes to serve Shoaib, works hard for several years, and then Shoaib tells Moses, who has a wife, get out of my house. He says, where should I go? My wife is pregnant. He says, go straight, go left, go right, turn back, wherever you go is correct. He said, meaning you won't tell me which way to go? He said, even this I won't tell you. If we tell, it's no use. A regime changes, pretty one daddy. We must be educated, our collective wisdom must gather, we all must learn. Understand our fathers made mistakes. We are no longer of our father's religion, we restart followers. We now question anyone who speaks. We act Socratically now, our insight and consciousness and intelligence have gone up. We know what we are doing. And he said, Go yourself. Moses said, Daddy, please, at least my wife, tell me which way to go. If you tell me to go, I'll surely understand something. Well, tell me which way to go, so I understand. He said, I look at the sea, I see you in the sea, I look at the plains, I see you in the plains. Wherever I look, mountain, door, and field, I see signs of your graceful stature. Moses, if you go to the field, you arrive. If you go to the mountain, you arrive. He said, Who is that? Whichever way I go, he is there. And whichever way I go, he will give me a message. He said, Go, you will understand. With a pregnant wife ready to give birth, as friends say, he moved along a path that just happened to fall into his sight. Suddenly, he reached a mountain which these friends call Mount Sinai. There, his wife is screaming. Her stomach hurts. They have no fire. He sees a fire from afar, goes to take this fire and bring it to save their wife, precisely to give them warmth. He arrives there. The fire says, Welcome, Moses, to restart. Moses said, Restart? He said, Yes, please. He said, what do you command? He said, I am your God, Moses. And he saw God. At every instant, the trickster idol appeared in a new form. Haran stole the heart and vanished. Every moment, that beloved appeared in different garb, sometimes becoming old, sometimes young. Sometimes he became Noah and drowned a world with a prayer. He himself went into the ark. Sometimes he became Khalil and appeared in the heart of the fire. From that, the fire became roses. He became Joseph and sent a shirt from Egypt, the illuminator of the world. From the eyes of Jacob, he appeared as lights until sight was restored. Truly, it was he who was within the white hand, was shepherding. He went into the woods and appeared with the quality of a snake. From that, he became the pride of kings. He roamed a while upon this earth for the sake of amusement. He became Jesus and ascended the rotating dome and became one who glorifies. He explains very nicely that Jesus went city to city to find the beautiful one, until he found John, realized his father was among the greatest complete humans of that era, realized there that John himself was of the great Sufis. Rumi says, In summary, it was he alone who came and went in every century you saw. In summary, meaning he says, Do you want me to tell you restart? Rumi says, I want to tell you the divan of poems and mysticism and Sufism. You say, Tell me, he says in summary. In summary, it was he alone who came and went in every century you saw, until finally that Arab-like form appeared. He became the possessor of the world. He says, Arab-like form. This is a very important point until it reached Muhammad. He explains it just like this. What is abrogation? What is reincarnation in truth? That beautiful heart stealer. He says, Are you talking to me about Hindu reincarnation? I myself am the god of these words. I myself am God, sir. And I had a god named Shams Tabrizi. And he told me everything. I myself am God. You talk to me about reincarnation? Sir, what is determinism? What is free will? Sir, look what it said in the Torah. Sir, did you read the gospel? Rumi says, What is abrogation? What is reincarnation in truth? And that beautiful heart stealer. He became a sword and appeared in the palm of Ali. He became the slayer of the time. He went to Ilya, son of Imran. Nay, nay, meaning no, no. Here the no, no is clearly evident. No, no, for it was he himself who said, I am the truth, in the divine voice. It was not Mansur who appeared upon those gallows. The ignorant fell into suspicion. When they want to give a treat to a Sufi, it's like this. He finds a Sufi like Halaj. They tie him to the gallows. This itself is a big secret in this one verse that I think we have to talk about for 20 more programs. He says that the divine voice was the voice of the beautiful one in the mouth of Halaj. We didn't understand. The ignorant fell into suspicion. Those who were ignorant and unknowing, like Hosseini, thought that it was Halaj they were hanging. Rumi has not spoken words of infidelity and will not speak. Do not become his denier. Look, in the last verse, he completely clarifies the duty, meaning he closes the door, draws a boundary. He says all religions and the irreligious are outside the door, and only the beautiful one and the restart followers will be on this side. He slams the door shut. Rumi has not spoken words of infidelity and will not speak, do not become his denier. An infidel is the one who rose in denial. He became of the inhabitants of hell. Anyone who opposes my word is of the inhabitants of hell. Molana Jalal al-Din Muhammad Rumi Balkhi Khorasani, Japanese, Italian, French, German, Kurd, Turk, and Lor Baluch, Ahvazi, Afghani, and Pakistani, and Tajikistani, Turkish, and Iraqi. He says, what is abrogation? Not reincarnation in truth. That beautiful heart stealer, he became a sword and appeared in the palm of Ali. He became the slayer of the time. Rumi has not spoken words of infidelity and will not speak. Do not become his denier. An infidel is the one who rose in denial. Anyone who opposes my word, Rumi says, became of the inhabitants of hell, or he will make them hell-bound. Now, what the definition of hell is very interesting in itself. I wish hell were the hell that these Muslims talk about and Christians talk about. I really wish, let me say this too, and the program ends. This is also a big secret. If hell is like the hell of the Muslims, Christians, Zoroastrians, Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, if that is hell, I will dive in head first tomorrow morning. I wish hell were like that. I wish they would torture. I wish they would rip your face off. I wish they would shove you in the fire. The pain is beyond these words, you think. To understand hell, you must pray that this program reaches 200. Otherwise, we will understand nothing, neither you nor I. Because unfortunately, I am also in this program. Unfortunately, I am learning. Because this program is not mine to talk about. This program is for the greatest of the greats and the ultimate understanding and consciousness and ultimate literacy. Meaning the Sufis and the subset of the beautiful one. Believe me, I am learning just like you and I am very happy about this. Happy to say what? Say, what should I say? I am very confused, more than happy. More. Thanks for listening to this program. I don't know what you should do, but if Rumi and Sadi and Hafez and thousands upon thousands of great Sufis, each of whom carries billions and billions of global consciousness, and drags the universe into filth, if they choose to open their lips, if their words are wrong and the words of the grocer at the corner of your street named priest and rabbi are correct, you definitely have a mental and psychological problem regarding understanding and consciousness. Definitely introduce yourself to a doctor, someone who listens to the mullah on their street corner instead of Sadi and Rumi and Hafez is definitely 100%, surely certainly a mental patient and should definitely introduce themselves to a doctor. And we Restart followers will introduce ourselves to a doctor, to a handsome physician named the Beautiful One. Our physician, our doctor, is the Beautiful One. And you too introduce yourself to a physician. Perhaps you may die so you can become alive in another, meaning in restart. Farewell.